Thank you, Father Dennis. So today is Discipleship Sunday, which we celebrate every year. And this is really a celebration and a thank you to you for all you do to make Holy Family the parish that it is. And this morning we have Michael Udell, who's been a parishioner here with his family for many years, who's going to tell you a little bit about his own journey of discipleship.
Good morning. Thank you, Cambria. As Cambria says, my name is Michael Udell, and I'm here this morning to share my stewardship experience with you. I've been attending Mass here at Holy Family for about 19 years and have been a parishioner for about the last 12 years or so. My wife, Melissa, and I have two children, Veronica, who's 13 and will graduate from Holy Family School this May, and our son, Donovan, who's a fifth grader here at the school. During our time here, we volunteered in a number of ways, but this morning I'm going to talk with you a little bit about our experiences with the Divine Dinners, my coaching experiences here at the school, and lastly, the Master Planning Committee. In 2006, when Veronica was born, we were coming to Mass regularly, Melissa and I, as many parents do. When your children start going to preschool, you tend to get involved in the preschool program and become a little bit more involved day by day. At that time you start looking at schools in the area, and one of the schools that we were considering was Holy Family School. But we hadn't made up our minds, and we were still searching, I suppose. So with that life stage as a backdrop, Melissa and I started looking for more ways to become more involved in the parish. In around 2010 or 11, I don't remember exactly when, we approached Cambria, and she asked if we would be interested in co-chairing the Divine Dinners. And we said yes, but I don't think either of us had any idea what that meant or what we were getting ourselves into. Within a few days, we were introduced to our fellow co-chairs. I think there were four others. And together with them, we helped create a new community event that was meant to be an alternative to the auction for a couple of years. And the idea was, basically, it was a evening in which there would be a dozen dinners hosted by parish families. We started here. If any of you went, you would remember. If you didn't, we started here and we had a cocktail hour, and then you would go off to your party. And that party might be for 10 people, or it might have been for 50. And I think this was my first exposure to the generosity of this parish. So many people helped in so many different ways to bring this idea to fruition. And the event was a complete success. From a metrics standpoint, we exceeded all of our goals. We raised more money than we had hoped to. More people attended, but most importantly was the attendance and the participation. And I guess personally, when I look back at Divine Dinners, what I cherish the most are the friendships that we established with those co-chairs, whom we're still close with to this day. And I also really appreciate the opportunity that it provided me to be creative and to improve my leadership and management skills, and I do think it was that experience that solidified our choice to send our kids to school here. So then the kids started coming to school, and as Veronica got a little bit older, I was able to coach, and for the past 3 years I've been the coach of the girls' basketball team, and which is great for me as a downtown lawyer who works all the time. This is an opportunity for me to get out of the office and to pursue my real passions, which is coaching, and to share my love of the game and knowledge of the game with the girls. We've taught them the fundamentals, the importance of hard work and character and teamwork. And aside from coaching my daughter, which I love most of the time, I've been able to do so alongside some great parent coaches, including two women who, their daughters don't even play basketball, but they both played in college, and they love the game so much, and they love coaching, and they love our girls, and they're so generous with their time, and they constantly inspire me. So, and this year I'll be looking forward to coaching the fifth and sixth grade boys, coaching my son, which will be great. The last volunteering role that I would like to mention with you is the Master Planning Committee. For the past three years, I've been chairing that committee. And during this process, I've learned so much. We've analyzed the existing physical space of the parish campus and how it's used by the many ministries and the religious and school community. And we've asked and we've listened to the parishioners. Does it make sense to perhaps add physical structures? Are we fine with what we have? But I think my biggest takeaway in this has been just the realization of how many different ministries are going on here and how many different people are putting their time and treasure and energy and talents into the parish. And for me, it's been really inspiring. And so we were asked this morning to talk about our experience, and so I guess I asked myself, why is stewardship important to me? And I'd say, for me personally, it's given me the opportunity to utilize my talents in a way that have been personally fulfilling and hopefully in a way that has benefited the church in some small manner. In these endeavors, I've learned more about myself as a Catholic, as a husband, a parent, a leader, a coach, and a friend. And I'm immensely grateful to Holy Family. So I guess as we celebrate Discipleship Sunday, I would ask, first I'd like to thank the Holy Family community for everything that it has given to me and my family. And I would invite each of you to continue your stewardship efforts. And for those of you who might be thinking of becoming more involved, I would urge you to jump in and to run with it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael. That was really powerful and a really wonderful witness and testimony to your experiences here. You know, Michael has his story and his family's involvement in Holy Family, but each one of you, I know, has your own story of what Holy Family has meant to you, how you've been involved, what it means to you as a place of spiritual growth and a way to deepen your faith, as well as a way to form the bonds of community, to be engaged in our community by sharing your gifts and your time. And I want to thank each and every one of you for whatever you do, however you're involved with Holy Family. Even if you're just coming to Mass once a week, that is a tremendous gift to us. I'd like to encourage you to get more involved with the community, but that is a tremendous gift. Your gift of bringing your faith to share with this community is a gift beyond measure. So thank you for whatever way you're involved with Holy Family. So we know, each one of us, because we're here, we know how important our faith is to us, and at the same time, how important this gift of this community is. Our faith teaches us that we not only have a personal relationship, a one-on-one relationship with God, with Jesus Christ, but also our faith is enriched and enlivened, it's brought to life through worshiping, through coming together with a community of faith, because that's how we become the body of Christ. It's not the finger of Christ or the toe of Christ or the hand of Christ, it's the body of Christ, and we need each one of you here, each one of us here, to be part of this beautiful community of faith. 2 weeks ago, you were here at Mass, you were able to witness what it takes to for Holy Family to kind of live out a day here, 365 days a year. And it's quite a lot. It's a very involved, very engaged parish. We rely on your support to make this parish the dynamic and thriving place that it is. And I want to again thank you for all that you do for Holy Family. So my task today, though, is to ask you to continue to support Holy Family, both in terms of your gifts of time and talent, as well as your gift of your financial resources. In the video we saw a couple of weeks ago, some of you might have been rather startled by the fact that it takes $9,600 a day to keep Holy Family operating at the level that we want it to operate, to be this thriving, dynamic place where there's pretty much something going on 7 days a week that anybody in the community can come and participate in. Obviously our Masses, but also so many other community opportunities, ways to deepen our faith, ways to understand ourselves in a different way, ways to help those who are in need through service, ways to learn about our faith. You can become a better Catholic by being at Holy Family, I think. So my question for you today, and I invite you to consider renewing or pledging, perhaps for the first time on an ongoing basis, to support Holy Family. And in the pew holders in front of you, there are some commitment cards. And I would invite you, maybe one person in each family, to take out one of the cards and just to have a look at that. If you're already pledging to Holy Family, then thank you so much. And that is incredibly important to us. And you can just continue to check one of the boxes and fill out your contact information. Let us know whether you want to continue to pledge weekly, monthly, or annually. If you've never pledged before, then I would encourage you to do that. It helps us to understand what the income is going to be. We can plan throughout the summer when sometimes the collection goes down because people are away, because we know that your pledge is coming in, and that's very helpful for us in terms of our budgeting. Another thing that's very helpful, if you're not already doing this, is to give online, because that means, again, that your donation each month or each week or whenever you're giving, however often you're giving to us, comes in on a very regular basis. And again, that helps us in the budgeting and planning process to run this very complex parish. If you have already been giving, and some of you have been giving for many, many years, and we're incredibly grateful for that, I would encourage you to consider whether or not you can increase the amount that you gave last year. Again, like your households, our household of community of Holy Family, our expenses go up every year. You know, we know that we have a cost of living increase and all kinds of things, and there are certain fixed expenses that we can't do anything about. And so your increased giving would help us to meet those additional expenses that we incur, like you do every year. I know that it's difficult for many of us to manage giving the amount of money, $9,600 a year, to support a day in the life of Holy Family. But perhaps for your household, you might be able to manage supporting half a day, $4,800 a year, or perhaps a quarter of a day, which is $2,400 a year. Whatever you can give, however big or however small, makes a tremendous difference to us. So there are so many people who give to Holy Family. We're very, very blessed. And so whatever your gift is, it really will help us to continue to support and to run this wonderful parish. So I just want to say a final thank you so much for all that you do for Holy Family in so many ways. You truly are a blessing to our parish. And if you hang on to your pledge cards in just a few minutes, when the ushers come through with the offertory, then you'll be able to drop them in the offertory baskets. Thank you for your support. And God bless you.
So thank you, Cambria and Michael. One of the things I find wherever I go, especially when I go to a meeting of priests, you're always asked the question, where are you? Where do you work? And I say, well, I'm in Holy Family Parish in South Pasadena. And invariably the next remark is, oh, that's a great parish. And it is. But what makes a great parish is not just a particular priest, or it's not Cambria or anybody else. It's all of us together. That's what makes a great parish. And since I've come here, I've been coming here for many, many years, but now living here, it's just wonderful to be among you, and the love I received, and Father Joe, who has joined me recently, is amazed too at how he's been accepted and loved. And I want particularly, personally, to thank you for that, and to let you know I appreciate your love and your care and your support and what you do. And it's all of us working together. So keep going. it's difficult times, and Christians today are being persecuted all over the world. It's a tough time to be a Christian, to be a real follower of Christ, and you heard that in the gospel this morning. So keep on, and don't give up. Don't give up, and God bless you all.